Facebook has a new public vision for the future of social media that's pulled straight from science fiction. Last week, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Facebook would transform itself into a metaverse company over the next 5 years. He described a future where Facebook users step into an immersive virtual reality world whenever they go online. Kurt Wagner is here to tell us what it all means. He covers social media companies for Bloomberg News. Kurt, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. So Zuckerberg first laid out this metaverse vision with an internal address to employees, and then he spoke to Casey Newton of the tech news site Platformer about it. Here's how Zuckerberg explained it.
I think entertainment is clearly going to be a big part of it, but I don't think that this is really just gaming. I think that this is a persistent, synchronous environment where we can be together, but an environment where you're embodied in it. So that can be 3D. It doesn't have to be. You know, you might be able to jump into an experience, you know, like a 3D concert or something. But overall, I think that this is going to be a really big part of the next chapter for the technology industry overall.
Translate for, please. What's the metaverse?
For the rest of us. Essentially, imagine if you were living your life in a virtual world, right? Like perhaps you wake up in the morning and you put on some kind of glasses or a headset, and then you jump into this digital world where your avatar goes into the office, and then maybe your avatar goes and exercises, and you're doing it obviously in real life, but you're controlling kind of this virtual person. And that's where you heard Zuckerberg there talk about a concert, right? Maybe you go to a concert, you interact with people. So it's really a way of kind of replicating some of the things we do in the real world, but online and kind of through a digital version of yourself.
Yeah, you know what's fascinating about this is that the idea literally came from science fiction, most famously from the 1992 novel Snow Crash, and then in 2011 with Ready Player One by Ernest Cline, who I spoke with last year about the book's sequel, which takes this concept even further.
I think it's inevitable. It's the brain-computer interface is what I touch on in Ready Player Two, which is where we're headed. It's the final step in the evolution of video games and virtual reality, when the simulation becomes indistinguishable from real life.
So why would Facebook be interested in making something like this the central tenet of its business?
Well, Facebook believes that this is, and more specifically, Mark Zuckerberg believes that this is the next major computing platform, right? We're currently in an age where mobile phones are the dominant way that people go online and interact with each other. And in a lot of ways, despite Facebook's popularity, it kind of missed the boat on that. It doesn't own hardware. It doesn't own a phone. In fact, it relies on operating systems that are created by competitors like Apple and Google. But if you believe that this kind of digital world, this metaverse, is the next version of what everyone's going to do to interact online, Facebook wants to be very, very involved in that, right? They want to own the operating system. They want to own the hardware that you use to actually explore this space. And so they see this as the next frontier, and they realized that they missed the mobile revolution. They kind of need to jump on this one very early.
I think it's fair to say that Ernest Cline was sort of issuing a warning about this next frontier, as you describe it. And you know, so many of us were already hooked into our cell phones. It makes so many of us miserable on a daily basis. Do you think that people want this to be even more immersed in the technology?
You know, I don't know. People already, to your point, struggle with a lot of issues of being online. There's addiction to certainly social media platforms and others. And I do think that this line of reality is kind of going to be blurred a little bit. And I actually think for those who have seen the movie Ready Player One, it does a pretty good job. You know, some of the characters, literally, their real world bodies don't feel like the real them. You know, they only feel like they're truly themselves when they're kind of these avatars in the metaverse. So I don't know if people want this, but I do think it's coming. We've seen not just Facebook, but a handful of other companies start to talk about this. And so, there's going to be these products kind of offered and pushed on people, whether they are very interested or not.
Right. So tell me more. What kind of competition will Facebook have in the metaverse?
Well, Facebook's vision for this is pretty idealistic, which is, you know, this is all just one huge kind of online world and all the different companies can kind of play in the same sandbox, right? Like you could, maybe you're using Facebook headset, but you could jump to a concert that's put on by Spotify, or you could jump to an exercise class that's put on by a different company. The question is, will all these companies actually want to play into the same technology? And I think, again, that's an idealistic way of thinking of this. It seems more likely there might be different virtual worlds.
Yeah. Zuckerberg says he's going to get there by the end of the decade. We'll see about that, but it is coming, it sounds like. Kurt Wagner, reporter for Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.